So on Friday, I was talking with the school children, and I asked them, what are your plans for the future? What do you want to do when you get to high school? When do you want to get to college? And they talked about wanting to play sports, all the different plans they had, things that they wanted to do, maybe colleges that they wanted to go. And then I asked them, maybe this was a little bit rude of Father Ian, I said, would you be willing to set all that aside if Christ came again in glory this year? If Christ came right now, would you be willing to follow him for all eternity, or would you still be clinging to the things of this world? This is precisely the question the church invites us to make every year as this kind of spiritual exercise. As we begin Advent, we reflect on the second coming of Christ. And I'll be honest with you, I thought about this because one time I came to this time of year, I was in seminary, and I realized I didn't want Christ to come this year. Somebody's laughing. I didn't necessarily mean that as a joke, but hey, laugh nonetheless. So I didn't want Christ to come. I was like, you know, I want to be a priest. I have so many plans for the future. There's things I want to do and accomplishments I want to make, which is kind of funny if you think about it, because if Christ comes again in glory, none of that's going to really matter, right? But that's beside the point. So I examined my heart by that means and said, I'm not ready for the coming of Christ. And I don't remember exactly how that meditation went, but I remember that insight. And that a lot of times we can be that way when it comes to not just the things of Christ and the second coming, but even preparing for death, preparing for the life that's come. We can cling to the things of this world. In today's readings, in today's gospel, in today's first reading, it invites us to reflect upon Christ's coming and glory. We know in this season of Advent, we talk about the three comings of Christ. We talk about his coming in history, where he establishes his victory over sin and death. And then we talk about how our Lord comes to us in mystery with each celebration of the Mass and the celebration of the sacraments. His mysterious presence is made known. And then finally, we talk about his third coming in glory. Now, on one hand, we can look at this and we can say, well, the second coming of Christ is a good spiritual thing to think about. It's a good spiritual exercise, but it doesn't necessarily relate to my everyday life. But that is not necessarily the case. What we are learning to recognize, there's an acronym that the military uses. They call it a VUCA environment. So volatile, uncertain, changing, ambiguous environment. And they first use this phrase to describe the changing battlefields around the world as we engage in the war on terror and other different engagements that were a little bit more complex. But now they're starting to realize that we can apply this principle to so many aspects of our lives. Because so often now with technology, things are being disrupted. There's a need for change and adaptation almost in every field across the spectrum. So what the second coming of Christ and that spiritual freedom it engenders teaches us is to be detached from our plans, from our ambitions, and for the paths that we're walking, to have what St. Ignatius would call spiritual freedom. So in this beginning of Advent, as we reflect upon our death, as we reflect upon the second coming of Christ in glory, we learn to recognize that at a moment's notice, we might have to set aside our plans. And by the way, this is a quality that our young people also need to have. We recognize with how technology is going, they might be preparing for a job now that won't exist in 10 years. Or some of our college students, the things you're learning in school may be obsolete in 10 years. So there's a need for constant growth and constant adaptation. So the spiritual freedom is a great principle that helps us not just to be saints, but also to work within a kind of volatile environment that we experience in the United States. So let us consider that today. Let us allow our spirituality to be integrated with our plans for the future. Let us undergo that spiritual exercise this day and in this week, recognizing, are you willing to set aside your plans at a moment's notice? First for Christ, and then if there's some change that needs to take place in your mission and what you are called to do, are you willing to set aside? Are you flexible and adaptable? Recognizing that ultimately this is a gift of God's grace. This isn't something we can just do on our own. That's why we need to enter into prayer. We need to talk with the Lord. We need to talk with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the angels and the saints. Help them, help us, ask them to help us to overcome everything that keeps us from adapting to the moment. And in this way, we can be saints after the heart of Christ. Amen?